Do we? Are we gonna take a break Scott was ever? Queuing. Or I know. Oh, and once Scott gets going, it's really hard. Oh, it takes him so much to rev up. It's hard to stop. But no, are we gonna be taking any breaks? Yaki, do you need a break? Do you need anything?
I'm okay for now.
Can I get you anything?
yeah. Do you got a soda?
I wish we could.
Yeah, man.
We're gonna Uber Eats you one soda.
Excellent. I need a $17 soda. Oh, no.
Oh. Hold up. I just got a notification. I have to drive a soda to you.
Ah, thank you.
All right.
The riffing came so naturally. It came so naturally. It's
and
like
you just...
It's like, you know, they're gonna be like, did they record these back to back to back to back to back to back? Yeah, yes, we did.
Now we that was them. A very natural way to start talking about riffing, Scott.
There's nothing more natural than to start talking about how natural what we're talking about is. You know what I mean?
Unrelated to anything else that is being said at the time.
I think the word natural branches from nature and the all of it, right? The all of nature. I'm just, sometimes I get caught up in these words and I'm like, how did they come up with that one? How does that word tick? What makes it go? What made it bloom? Like bloom. It sounds like something coming out of the ground and now I get it.
Scott, sometimes it's really an honor to listen to you work.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
And I'm taking yeses.
Okay. All right. That one.
Yaki, if you were to rate the comedy that I just did on a scale of 1 to 1... Well, how would you rate it?
I gotta go with a 1, I think.
Yeah.
I think I have to.
Mm-hmm.
That was your option, and you did
the right
it.
Choice.
You made the right choice.
Thank you. I'm here for it. I'm enjoying this strange unraveling of comedy.
That's good.
That's a good description. Can we quote you like as that?
Sure. Put it on the DVD case.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to lure more guests in, and we need little blurbs.
A strange unraveling of comedy.
I mean, you tell anyone, I'll tell them for you. I had a fun time.
Good. You know, that's all we want is we just want you to have a fun time. The listeners, it could be painful for them, but as long as you're having it.
And we hope so.
This is good. We always like to do a mid-podcast performance review with the guests.
Well, so, to determine whether he's going to get a raise for this next session.
Yes. So, Yaki, if you have notes for us that you want to give us, we'll determine whether we give you a raise.
Gotcha.
Any comments, any notes, anything that we could do better for you, Yaki?
Honestly, no. I am so at ease right now.
Okay.
So,
okay.
This has been
this
lovely.
This guy's going to get a pretty good raise.
Yeah. Thank God.
I came on here for the money.
Hey, Scott, what are we doing?
We are... we are welcome back to Month the Podcast.
Nope.
Nope. You messed up my flow.
Yeah. Always messing up Scott's flow. That's okay.
We are welcome back to Month... The podcast. We're continuing our Feb new era with another installment of February at. February at, where are you at, where are you at? February at, where are you at, where are you at? February at, where are you at, where are you at? Where are you at? February at. February at. February at. Where are you fucking at? The hiding game.
Last episode, you might remember, in an exciting thrilling chase full of twists and turns, Yaki tracked me down to Channing Tatum's underwear drawer. And now, as I look for an entrance to the vault containing Channing Tatum's tater tots, I am also going to help Yaki figure out where we can find the other hosts.
I see. So as we're searching, your storyline with Channing is continuing as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess so.
Great. We'll need an update on that later.
With all of us. Uh-huh. In our hearts.
It's etched into history. We can't undo it.
Uh-huh.
Now, Yaki, of course, Shelby described her experience with Channing Tatum's underwear drawer, but of course you were in the room because you went and found her. So, how did you feel about Channing Tatum's bedroom and the whole vibe?
Lavish. I mean, he's got this huge underwear drawer full of underwear that he doesn't use because he always goes famously commando.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the room fit that description as well. Just an opulent bed that he never sleeps in but could fit 50 people probably.
Yeah. I'm not even sure if he can sleep. I hear this guy does not sleep.
Yeah. Well, I think he's... a robot?
Yeah.
Or a zombie?
Yeah.
Or
something like that. Or if he does, he has to sleep upside down in some sort of chamber or something.
With his eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
Like Michael Keaton in the first Batman.
Yes. Nope.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah, he had his eyes open for most of that movie.
Well, no, but he also slept upside down.
Oh, whoa, okay. Oh, yeah.
I thought a very fun detail. Real quick.
That was fun. Thank you.
I created my own tangent, but... Do zombies sleep?
Do zombies sleep?
I feel like
and if they do, what do they dream of?
I feel like zombies aren't really scientifically sound, but I would say no, they don't, because usually they have some kind of like outside or inner, you know, force like compelling them to move. And sleep is for like our health and for our bodies to keep going. So if the whatever zombifying them doesn't care about that, it's just you're just going to be relentlessly going. And I think that's why zombies are so scary, because they never stop and they never sleep and they're coming for me.
I see. That's why they need the brains to keep in lieu of sleep. They just need brains to keep recharging.
Yeah, it's like when you stay up late, you have to eat more, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
They're zombies. They're not zomzies, you know? They're not catching them.
That is true.
Yeah. I knew right, that I've we needed to give Scott some space to say that. Now, I didn't realize we had a big scientist here with Shelby. You're right. Zombies may not be scientifically sound, but if we look at the most scientifically sound version of zombies, right? We have those, whatever, that mold that infects ants or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that is a thing. Ant mold. Have you met my aunt Mold? Now, this is a thing that is infecting another thing. And now that leads us to another question, which is, does mold sleep?
I have no idea sleep? About that.
I'm going to say no, because mold is mold conscious.
No, but I like the idea of it having little moldy dreams.
Yeah.
What do you think they would dream of? Them that.
Probably dream of bread.
Yeah. Probably dream of
primo
where,
mold territory.
Where Rachel's hiding.
And that's right, of course. We have Month Man Scott here hosting.
Yeah,
of course.
The names started coming up, and I'm like, this is organic. It's not my style, but we've kind of been introduced.
And I'm Rachel. What's up, all my babies?
And we have our guest, Yaki the Clue Searcher.
Hello, hi. What's up, my babies?
And Shelby.
And Shelby.
And Shelby, who was found.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're getting into it. And of course, we were talking last episode about Yaki the Renaissance Man. Yeah, Yaki, you've got an album out there somewhere, right? That people can check out, right?
Yeah, I've got a not a full album, but a couple EPs. Which if you put them together, it's an album's worth of songs
For sure.
So there's that. But yeah, if you search my name, Yaki Margulies, it is hard to spell, but maybe it's listed on this title somewhere. Pretty much any music site or however you get your music, my stuff will pop up under my name.
Yeah, and you recently, you added your stuff onto Spotify because you liked Joe Rogan's misinformation so much, right?
Yeah, it was on every platform except Spotify, and then after Neil Young left, I was like, this seems like the place for me.
There's a spot for me now. Neil's gone.
Yeah. Well, we've always been neck and neck as contemporaries, so right. As soon as right. Neil vacated the spot, I was like, it's time for some Yaki Americana.
Now it's Yaki's
there we go.
Yaki now, Americana. That is the name of your first EP, right? Yaki Americana.
It should have been. Anything short of that is going to be disappointing.
Have you heard the theme song to Carmen Sandiego? As a musician, how do you feel about the work that Rockapella did?
Honestly, big fan. I know so little about where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, but I do know that theme song. And on my iPod, I had the acapella version for a long time.
Amazing.
It's,
that's great.
It's solid. It's a classic.
I love that.
I was playing Somewhere in the World as Carmen Sandiego this morning.
Just to pump yourself up.
Just to pump myself up.
It's a good pump up song.
It was fun, but you know, looking back at the game, it's like all of these clues is so easily Googleable, and you didn't used to be able to do that.
It was a different time.
You had to know more about like the colors of flags in different countries and stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm good at trivia as long as I can Google it, you know? Right. I'm very good.
I like to Chandler Bing some things from time to time, for sure.
It's called being resourceful.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
So when are we getting this hunt on?
Yeah, well, I noticed that Rachel sounds like she's coming from a place.
Mm-hmm.
The voice, I hear it. It's like, it's got like a space to it, but I can't figure it out, but I can definitely tell that she's somewhere, right? Do y'all notice that? Do y'all notice that, like, her voice is coming from somewhere?
Is this hit number one?
Yes, that's right. Of course, I am also hiding somewhere, and Yaki, you do need to find me. Tis I, Rachel, a.k.a. Stupider Spending, aka Load Gun Lucky Bang Bang, aka Fucks Cats Purr Meow, aka The Cum Rag Detective, aka Fuck Casper the Ghost. I'm so upset with Casper.
Why?
Casper. What he's doing, he's always, basically, I didn't even get to write my clues. This guy Casper keeps coming by. He's bothering me. He wrote the clues for me. Very annoying.
Seems like very helpful.
Yeah, well, it's true. I could just kind of sit back and relax. But I think if you hear the clues, you're gonna be like, "Wow, I wouldn't wanna take credit for those either."
Gotcha.
Can we hear some of those AKAs again?
Uh-huh. So I am, of course, known as Stupider Spending. I'm known as Load Gun Lucky. Bang Bang, I'm loading a gun. Cum Rag Detective. And Fucks Catspur, meow. And, of course, also an alt on that, Fuck Casper.
I'm really concerned that Fucks Catspur is supposed to be referencing Foxcatcher.
What? Fucks Catspur? If you say it enough times, you say it fast enough. Fucks Catspur. I see what you mean.
No, I mean, but I don't see what I mean, and that's the problem. You know? What? Like, it doesn't sound that much like it.
So, Yaki, basically, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? She had all of these sort of minions or lackeys, right? And these guys, they're named different punny names. Like Rob R. Blind, like Robber Blind, or like, what are some other ones?
I think it was Rob Umblind.
Rob Umblind.
Hardly worth it.
Oh, okay, that's nothing to do with like stealing things, but
no.
A lot of them had to do with being criminals. And so what we have, Yaki, is just like in that we've sort of gamified our current situation where we're currently hiding for our lives. And
wait,
we have gamified the whole thing, and we've sort of decided that we wanted little nicknames.
Okay. Like Rude He Giuliani.
Yeah, that would be a great one. That would be really good.
Yeah, that sounds just like a name. It didn't take a name and make it sound like not a name.
Yeah, like mine too. Like Fux Casper, totally normal name. Cum Rag Detective, totally normal name. Load Gun Lucky, totally normal name.
This is what we do, Yaki. We like to set you up.
I guess I'm just I'm so confused. Is this was that the first hint, or am I still waiting for a clue?
Oh, no, I can get. Would you like a hint?
Sure. Yeah. If that was not it, then let's start.
Sure.
Us
no,
off.
No, no. Here's the first hint that okay, this is the first one that Casper wrote for me, and I might have to edit that music in post. Okay. All right, and here's what he wrote. And Casper, he's really doing it in sort of a classic sort of riddle style. And you'll notice some of these hints rhyme and some of them don't. So anyways, here's the first one. Abracadabra, he'll drop the mic. This lucky low man has gone haywire. Dear John, I vow there will be no side effects if you guess this first clue. I think he thought that he was writing this for someone named John. It should be Dear Yaki. Dear
Thank you.
Dear John, but Dear Yaki, I vow there will be no side effects if you guess this first clue. Once you figure it out, I'll say this is the end. So don't take 10 years. Let's go movie. Let's go movie long. Let a movie along and start guessing already. This is no dilemma. We are public enemies with this man, and he's going to beat my ass, Yaki. Please come save me. Was your name Yaki or John?
We'll never know. Okay, so I guess I'm slightly confused. These are also all Channing Tatum movies, right?
Oh, well, that's interesting. Gosh. Well, that's interesting.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that, but I think they might be.
I think those might be Channing Tatum movies.
Yeah, that's true. They do all sound like Channing Tatum movies.
You got Public Enemies, The Lego Movie.
Dear John.
Dear John. Mm-hmm.
He I must forget be in... already what else he said.
I think there might have been 12 different movies referenced in that actual
Wait,
clue.
Have we Impressive. Talked about Channing Tatum before?
Yeah, that's I don't remember. Yaki, do you know anything about Channing?
I think he lives in the opulent Tate Palace.
Oh, well,
where
let me move
towards... Okay.
Let me move to the next clue really fast then. If you're a pal of us, you'll sure... If you're a pal of us, you'll surely see right where we are, or where we could be. I'm without hope, but within it's hot. Outside is big, but inside is not. It's very dark, please. Yaki, come save us. He really is going to beat my ass. He hit me so hard. So hard, and he wrung my little neck.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And he kicked my butt.
Okay, let's see. This clue is less straightforward than the last one. But well, I assume you're in Channing Tatum's house as well.
Oh, I am. I'm in the Tate Palace.
Okay. So you're in the Tate
you're
Palace.
You're also in the Tate
well.
Palace. Wow.
It okay. seems like you might be. Are you in the kitchen?
No. Let me give you a couple more clues. Actually.
Well, because I was just thinking. Kidding. I know he's not. I know that you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
Yaki, but I know. Great. That Rachel could not be in the underwear drawer with me.
Yes, we know that much.
Because she said that inside it's not big. And that drawer was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's gotta be for holding all those tons.
Inside it's not big. Also something about it being hot.
Yeah, it's like small and hot.
Well, you know, I think, you know, some of these clues that Casper wrote, I don't know. This guy, first off, I think he'd been drinking. And...
Who
and
does
secondly,
that?
And secondly, I think he was a little mad at me when he was writing them. And I think maybe some of the things he's saying was just to kind of get, like, you know, sort of the rhyme and the scansion of it, really, sure. I think was more than anything. So let me hit you with the third clue.
Okay.
So this is what Casper wrote. Both middle, apart, and in between. my location may be not quite what it seems. Outside the spot where you are received, I'm really uncomfortable and can't feel my knees. Occasionally I may take a peek, but careful not to make a creak.
Seems like you just shocked yourself.
What? Okay, wait. Where you're received.
Outside the spot where you're received.
So that could be a foyer or like the front door.
Yeah. Or like a mailbox.
Oh, it could be a mailbox. Mailbox. So that could be small and hot if the weather's hot.
Okay. This seems pretty right. Pretty right.
All right, we're close.
Maybe move on to the next clue.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
Okay.
I'm gonna go check the oven for tots.
Okay. Shelby's checking the oven for tots.
Good. We gotta get those tots.
Yeah. #gotta get those tots. And if we could actually get the signal boosted a little bit, because we really do want to get this project going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
#gotta get those tots.
And this is actually the time where we gotta insert just a quick ad for the tot.
Okay.
The tots.
Okay. Right before my next clue, here comes the ad.
We don't choose where the ads go, yeah. Rachel.
It's our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Power. Courage. Success. Let the journey guide you to your destination. The kitchen. Tatum Ties. The Thinking Man's Tot.
And we're back.
Hi, we're back. And of course, this is Month of Podcast with your host, Scott. And I am Rachel, a.k.a. Fuck Casper, a.k.a. the Cumrag Detective. And I am here about to give the fourth clue to my man, Yaki.
Hi.
Yaki's here. Yaki's already basically surmised that I may be in the Tate Palace and I may be in sort of a foyer situation. Now, here's the fourth clue to really just get real specific.
Okay.
I may be round instead of squire. I found this hiding spot required. I found the... let me take it again. I may be round instead of squire. I found the hiding spot required. Wedged deep within protector's garb, getting out will be quite hard. I might require jaws of life. Perhaps Yaki should bring a knife. Or grease, or fat, or shortening. Because Jesus Christ, I'm stuck in here. But good, my man. I don't think I'm going to be able to get out easy.
Oh.
Well, I hope I can save you. My guess is, are you in a suit of armor in his foyer?
Yaki, you know what? You got it. I hid inside one of many of a line of suit of armors in the central foyer, just outside the parlor room.
That's beautiful.
In between the parlor room and the library. And well, the observatory and the conservatory.
Hopefully, while Shelby's looking for tots, we can find some butter or grease or something that wedge you out of there.
You might have to carry me.
Okay.
Okay. Strap her onto your back, Yaki, because I found some butter in the kitchen, but it's like a huge block that I can't move. So we have to bring her over to the butter and like kind of stick her in this big block, and then hopefully that'll melt in there. And
yeah, but you have to be careful how you approach me with the butter too, because I might just eat the whole block of butter. So you have to come from behind. So it's a real like fox and chicken and cabbage sort of situation.
Mm-hmm. Where if we leave you alone with the butter, you eat it.
Yeah, I'll eat all the butter. So you got to start with the toes.
All right. Well, we'll figure out how to get you across the river and out of the suit or whatever.
This is totally like an off the wall thought, but like, you know how people like cook like turkey or chicken in like tin foil or whatever, or you know. So what would it be like if you cooked a turkey in a suit of armor?
Okay,
you know
Scott.
What? You know what? Just wheel me right into the oven.
No.
I'm not calling you a turkey, Rachel.
No, Scott.
No, you know what? Scott, you... Okay, I appreciate you trying to take that back, but calling me a turkey, and you know what? No. I deserved it, Scott.
I think the other side of that is that Scott really wants to know what a person would be like cooked in a suit of armor.
You know, I'm starting to think this as well. Scott keeps sort of bringing this up, like, and he thinks he's being subtle, where he's sort of like, you ever wonder what human flesh tastes like?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like one time it's like, okay, that's funny, Scott, haha, but he just keeps bringing it up, Yaki. He
Yaki!
Just keeps...
Well, I feel like to bring it full circle, maybe Scott is a zombie?
Oh?
Ooh.
Is that the twist of this episode?
Yaki, who's your most cannibalistic friend?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I would have to think about it.
Okay,
but...
we'll get back to that later.
What about top five most cannibalistic friends?
Yeah, because I'm sure that your problem was off. Narrowing it down to the number one.
Yeah. Well, now that it's top five, let's go with Brian, Tim, Joey, Kyle, and Justin.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, the friends.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's I can Kyle. See that. I think they're mostly... I think that they would eat a human.
Yeah. all of those five.
Yeah, they could probably split one, you mm-hmm. know?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's so filling. Who can eat one on your own?
Yeah, people are pretty big.
People are pretty big, usually.
Except Shelby.
Not me. I'm small.
Speaking of bite-sized, that's, like, these episodes.
Because the theme is Fed-bite-ary. Oh, and Yaki, what's another name of a song, actually?
Okay. let's go. This song is called "Hey guys, do you think human flesh tastes good, guys? Just hypothetically."
I'm glad you're so familiar with Scott's catalog.
All right, Scott.
Yeah, huge fan.
That one is gonna play us out. It's gonna fade out. But first, I just want to say thank you again, Yaki, for coming on and playing around with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was truly a delight.
And do you think that, like, you've got, like, you know, like a third sense or like a second sense squared about, like, how to find us now that you've played two rounds of this?
Having played two of these games now, I think there's nothing I couldn't find in space and time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think Scott thinks there's only one sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Scott, what is it? Which one is the
which
one?
Which one is it?
Rosemary.
Oh, no.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys, what do you think? Does human flesh taste good, like, hypothetically? Guys, just hypothetically. I'm only asking, hypothetically.
I do the songs in post.
I wasn't sure if it was a bit where you just don't do anything.
Maybe we should make all the guests think that.
Well,
there was a few moments.
There are times like that where we'll cue something up and then it doesn't get put in. The songs do get put in.
Okay.
But like the commercials and the...
And that clip.
The clips and stuff like that. I think we should actually do that in post, though. I think it's funnier to do it.
I mean, just a moment of silence is funny too.
Yeah.
Okay,
Owl.
Ooh.